If you were stranded on Mars like Matt Damon in The Martian, what would you miss the most? The puzzle? Me too. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is our puzzle master and the puzzle editor of the New York Times. Will, buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Rachel.
So our Italian greetings to one another. That is because of the challenge you left us with last week. Remind us of that.
Yes, it came from Mike Reese, who's been a writer and producer for The Simpsons. I said, name a famous Greek from history, rearrange its letters to get the title of a famous Italian from history. Who are these two people? And the answer is Euclid and Il Duce, Mussolini.
All right. Out of 629 correct entries, this week's winner is Linda Glass Shacklock from Gilbert, Arizona. She joins us now on the line. Congratulations, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rachel.
This one come pretty quickly to you?
It did, actually, yes. It was almost instantaneous. I started from the Italian title side, and I thought Mussolini, and then I thought Il Duce, and I had it.
And have you been playing the puzzle with us for a long time?
Many years, since postcard days.
Great.
I don't know how many years that's been.
It's a lot.
Long time.
And Will Shortz is on the line. Do you happen to have a question for him?
Actually, I haven't thought of anything much except, is like, does he have a favorite kind of puzzle? Like, my least favorite kind is anagram.
Maybe let's ask him if he has a least favorite kind. Will, what's your least favorite kind of puzzle?
Oh, least favorite kind is anything in three dimensions.
Oh, really?
I don't think you could give me a Rubik's Cube and I could work for a year, and I don't think I could do it.
That I kind of think is breaking news. That's amazing that you're not good at Rubik's Cubes. Okay.
Fortunately, we don't do three-dimensional yeah. puzzles on the radio.
Exactly. Okay, Linda, so how do you feel about playing the puzzle? You ready?
Oh, I think I'm ready.
Okay, I like it. I think you are. Let's do it.
Good. I'm ready.
All right, Linda and Rachel, I'm going to give you some six-letter words. For each one, add two letters at the start to complete a common eight-letter word. And the answer never involves adding a regular prefix like R-E or U-N. For example, if I said berate, you would say liberate, adding L-I at the start.
Okay, you got it, Linda?
I might.
Let's give it a go.
Okay.
Number one is ogress, O-G-R-E-S-S.
Progress.
Progress is it. Number two is verity, V-E-R-I-T-Y.
Verity. Severity.
Yes.
Severity. You got it. Silica. S-I-L-I-C-A.
Basilica.
That's good. It. Rugged. R-U-G-G-E-D.
Let's see. Be rugged. Rugged.
This is a weird one because you start with a two-syllable word, rugged. By adding letters, you change it to a one-syllable
word. One-syllable word.
Hmm.
Well, so I was thinking drug, but that's not enough letters.
No. I don't know.
I'm just going to have to tell you that one. It's shrugged.
Shrugged.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Sure.
All right. Try this one. Angler. A-N-G-L-E-R. Someone you'd see on a ranch.
Oh, Wrangler.
Yeah.
Wrangler is it. Reside. R-E-S-I-D-E.
Well, that's funny. Reside. Fireside.
Fireside.
Good
nice.
Job.
Petite. P-E-T-I-T-E.
Petite. Appetite.
That's it. Rental. R-E-N-T-A-L.
R-E-N-T-A-L.
I'm not getting this one either.
On that one, too.
Do you need a hint.
Do you have any kids, Linda?
Yes.
Okay, and what kind of authority do you
parental.
Have?
Parental.
You have parental authority.
Of course.
Here's your last one, static. S-T-A-T-I-C.
Ecstatic.
Yay!
Ecstatic.
Linda, that was a good one. It was challenging.
Those are almost as hard as anagrams.
No, you did great. You got some of those that there was no way I could have seen them. You did a really good job.
Well, that was fun.
For playing the puzzle, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. You can read about the prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Linda, what's your public radio station?
Our station is KJZZ in Phoenix, and we're sustaining members.
Great. So happy to hear that. Linda Glass Shacklock of Gilbert, Arizona. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Linda.
Thank you. It was good to meet both of you.
Great to meet you.
Thanks.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Dave Shukin of Los Angeles. Think of a two-word term for someone who might be working at a nightclub. The second letter of the first word is a consonant. Move that letter so it's the second letter of the second word. And phonetically, you'll get a made-up two-word term for someone else who might work at a nightclub. What persons are these? So again, a two-word term for someone who might work at a nightclub. Move the second letter of the first word to become the second letter of the second word. And phonetically, you'll get a made-up two-word term for someone else who might work at a nightclub. What persons are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on that Submit Your Answer link. And please note, this week we have an earlier deadline of Wednesday, October 7th. Yes, Wednesday, October 7th. Just one entry per person, please. And be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and then you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.